Timothy J. O'Connor, Commissioner of the Chicago Police Department. There was a time when my busy, teeming city was known as the crime center of the world. Happily, this is no longer so. One of the reasons for this change will be dramatized tonight. A report on a blonde tigress. In just a moment, I'll tell you more about the woman with the strange green eyes. Police of Chicago and the police of the western suburbs were bothered by a gang of three. Two men and a woman were starting an epidemic of holdups. Eleanor Jarman was tough and brutal, the leader of a gang ready for any kind of holdup, but specializing in small businesses. William Kennedy, a small-time operator with a big mouth and muscles to match, was one of her partners. He usually worked close with her on their jobs. And the last of the ill-assorted threesome was a pug by the name of Leo Minnecci. This ex-prize fighter had absorbed too many punches. He was dangerous. On a hot afternoon in August, this trio stopped at a small store on West Division Street.
Good morning, miss.
I'm giving a party, and I wonder if you have some really good caviar.
Caviar, table 90. Wait, I'll show you.
Thank you.
Just step this way. Here it is. I think this is an excellent...
of the proprietor was brutally unnecessary and unprovoked, but that was the modus operandi of the blonde tigress. Mr. Hoey was a man of great courage. Dazed and mortally wounded, he still refused to give up.
Help! Robbers! Police!
Within minutes, the call came into precinct headquarters, where Detectives Denny and Brinker were alerted. They wasted no time getting to the scene. A lot of people had a lot of ideas, adding up to a very general description of a blonde and two male gunmen. One woman said the blonde had eyes like a tigress. On the car, no one seemed to agree. The detectives thought they had lost this lead until Brinken felt a tug on his sleeve.
Yes, son, what is it?
I saw it, sir. Almost all of it.
Good, I hope you can add something.
It's just like they said. But that blonde woman, she's the tough one.
And the car, did you notice the car?
Yes, sir. A new Nash, black. A sedan, four-door. Its license number was 8971635.
Smart boy.
Thank you, sir. Had a pencil, but no paper. I'm training myself.
Training yourself?
Yes, sir, I want to be a cop.
That's an ambition I question at times. But son,
Yes, sir?
Don't say cop. We frown on that nickname.
That scrawny, serious youngster who wanted to grow up to be a policeman gave us the first real lead. The license number brought us to the West Side and someone named Pete Dodaro. When you've been in this business as long as Denny and Brinken, you don't get too optimistic. But somehow this lead felt good to them.
I'm Detective Brinken. This is Detective Denny. We're looking for Pete Dodaro.
I'm Pete Dodaro.
That's the license number of your car?
Sure, that's it. Why, what's the matter?
Where's the car now?
I loaned it to a friend of my brother's.
Your brother home?
No.
What about his friend? What'd you say his name is?
Leo Minnecci.
Is he here?
No, no one's here.
Where do you think we could find this Leo?
Lives right here in the neighborhood. Say, what's this all about?
Your car was involved in an accident.
Accident? Why, that dirty no good. He swore he'd be careful.
Now maybe you'll tell us where he lives.
I'll show you where.
We can handle it. Just give us the address.
All right. It's 829 Brock Road. A few blocks over. You can't miss it.
Thanks. We'll see you get your car back.
Tell that punchy bum for me he better get it back. And in one piece. I haven't even got it paid for yet.
Leo wasn't home, but his landlady gave us some important information about a blonde woman and a short, stocky man, naming Eleanor Jarman and William Kennedy. For good measure, she gave us the home address of one of Eleanor's boyfriends, Thomas Batara.
We're looking for Tom Batara.
Mr. Batara just moved out.
Well, we'd like to see his apartment.
I can't let you into his apartment without his permission. He left a few things.
We've got a warrant.
But Mr. Batara's a gentleman.
He's a gentleman, he won't mind.
Now look, all right, but you're responsible.
Luckily, Batara had not completed his move from the apartment. Giving the room a going over, the detectives found an interesting item, a packet of love letters. The letters were to suggest a plan to trip Batara.
It was absolutely irreplaceable. The prices and the best film I ever took in my life. And it goes to the bottom of the sea.
That's better than going there yourself.
I wouldn't have parted with that film for $1 million. I'll never get another chance to get stuff
all
like
right,
that.
Shut up. I'll throw you in that mink coat you're wearing right where you both belong.
Oh, Kovac, it's good to be alive. It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's a mean-looking gash in your leg, Gus. You better lie
still. Don't worry about me. Go help Mr. Rittenhouse or Alice.
Oh, he's all right. And Alice, smart guy, you'll get shipwrecked with a Red Cross nurse. That's using your head.
In my leg, it's leaking. Huh? Hey, I'm not going to be stuck with a gimpy leg, am I?
Oh, not enough to interfere with your jitterbugging.
Jive, huh?
Yeah, you tell her, Kovacs.
He's a champion hoofer of the Merchant Marine, Alice.
Yeah, that ain't all. Tell her what I've done in Jersey City.
Later. Let's go forward, Kovacs.
Okay.
Once at Roseland, I caught 2 prizes in 1 year.
Now, you rest. I'll be right back.
Well, I'll be waiting.
Oh, that's a pretty right guy. Any other man will be crying mad with pain.
Kovacs, there's no sulfanilamide in the kid. His wound's full of dirt and oil.
What are we going to do?
Only God knows.
I tell you, Connie, I thought everybody was killed. I never expected to see you alive.
I'm practically immortal, darling. I've got 9 lives, and I've only used up 3 or 4.
Well, I thought I was done for. We were playing poker in the saloon.
Porter, you're the only person aboard with a blanket. I'd like it to cover Gus.
Take it. Don't ask.
Look, chum, I'll do my own charity work if and when I want to. And right
here's
now...
Here's the blanket, Alice.
Thanks.
Well, share and share alike, I always say.
That's right.
Young man, who are you?
Engine crew oiler. Name's Kovac.
Rittenhouse is my name.
Yeah, I'm glad to... Rittenhouse.
That's right.
C.J. Rittenhouse, the richest man in America.
So I have been led to believe.
Ritt.
Yes?
In the water. What's that crawling towards us?
Looks like we'll soon be having a couple more guests.
And don't say there is a room enough, Miss Porter.
I didn't say that.
Your course is to the steering oar. Start rowing.
Well,
that's a nice little steer.
Your own rowing.
Go on, row. Mr. Rittenhouse, you give me a hand.
Oh, of course.
A little more to the left, Miss Porter.
I don't need your advice. I rowed boats before you were born. Oh, dear, what am I saying?
Enough, Miss Porter. Over here, Mr. Rittenhouse.
Okie dokie.
Hey, it's Joe. Joe, here, grab my arm.
Cooper.
Yeah.
Never mind me. Get a hold of Miss Higgins and the baby.
Okay. Here we go, Miss Higgins.
Murphy.
You're all right. Come on. Up you go.
Joe.
Hello, Miss Porter.
Hello.
Won't you please take care of the baby? Miss Higgins, she kept fighting me all the time in the water. She wanted to drown the baby. Can't stop with it.
Baby, my baby.
What are you waiting for, Miss Porter?
Oh, yes, of course, Miss Higgins, if you like.
No.
My dear, really, it's quite all right. My hands are clean.
No, somebody will touch my baby.
No, darling, I assure you, I'm perfectly capable of handling a child. Although I admit I haven't had too much experience. You see, I never could spare the time. But don't let that worry you. There, you see? You see, it isn't even frightened of me. Not even a peep out of the deal.
No, no, give her back to me.
Mrs. Higgins, it's all right. Now, you just lie down here. We'll take care of you and your baby.
Who are you?
My name's Alice, and I'm a nurse.
Oh, yes. Thank you. For
heaven's sake, she's faint.
I'll take care of her.
Yeah, I'll go ahead.
Rather depressing. Here, nurse. Better cover her with my coat.
That's very generous of you.
Forget it. What are you staring at, Kovac?
You. Aren't you going to be lonesome without the mink?
Don't worry. There's plenty more where this one came from. I have 4 more just like it at home.
If you ever get home.
Of course I will. Now disappear, huh? You're waking the baby.
Better give it to me.
Why? The child is very comfortable right where she is.
Miss Porter, let me have the baby.
I should say not.
Miss Porter, the baby's dead.
Oh, dear God.
Thank you. ends the first act of our Screen Director's Playhouse production of Lifeboat, starring Tallulah Bankhead and Jeff Chandler. Everywhere today, people who for years have sought a fast-acting way to relieve the pain of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia are turning to Anacin. And it's interesting to know that these remarkable tablets work with incredible speed to relieve the pain of headaches, neuritis, or neuralgia. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients. In fact, thousands of people have been handed envelopes containing Anacin tablets by their own physicians or dentists. If you have not already been introduced to Anacin in this way, why not try Anacin next time you suffer headache, neuritis, or neuralgia pain? On this generous basis, if the first few tablets do not bring all the relief you want as fast as you want it, return the unused portion and your money will be refunded in full. Anacin is spelled A-N-A-C-I-N. Easy-to-take Anacin tablets come in handy boxes of 12 and 30 and economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100. Now, back to the second act of the Screen Director's Playhouse production of Lifeboat, starring Tallulah Bankhead and Jeff Chandler.
Back at my typewriter, I've begun a log of our adventure aboard this shabby and overcrowded lifeboat. This is our second day at sea. This morning we awakened and we discovered that Mrs. Higgins was no longer a member of our party. During the night she slipped overboard and joined her child. Another tragedy of this unholy war. But we gained another passenger shortly thereafter. Ironically, a Nazi seaman from the U-boat which sank our freighter. From the moment of his arrival, it has become my privilege. Did I say privilege? To serve as his interpreter, since I'm the only one who speaks German. As the men rig the makeshift sails, it's apparent that thunder in the form of friend Kovac is about to burst.
Ich bin Ihnen sehr dankbar. Sie haben mein Leben gerettet. Es tut mir leid, dass wir Ihr Schiff versenken müssen.
Now, what's he whining about?
He merely is saying he's very grateful to us for saving his life and regrets very much the U-boat was compelled to sink our ship.
Ask him why they shelled our lifeboats.
Warum schießen Sie auf Rettungsboote?
Befehl des Kapitäns.
Those are his captain's orders.
Ask him if he's the captain.
Sind Sie der Kapitän des U-Boots?
Nein, ich bin nur ein Mann der Besatzung. Kein Offizier.
He denies he's a captain or officer. He's just a crew member.
A crew member, a skipper. He's German. That's what I can't stomach.
Well, a guy can't help being a German if he's born a German, can he?
Neither can a rattlesnake help being a rattlesnake if he's born a rattlesnake. That don't make him a nightingale.
Oh, Gus, isn't that a pair of new nylons on your hand?
Oh, it's a fine time to discuss nylons.
Please, Gus, who are they for? Huh?
Well, they're a present from my girl Rosie in New York.
Oh, you know, I've gone through earthquakes, pestilence, war, and shipwreck with my head bloody and unbowed. But there's one thing I know I can't survive. But this run in my stocking.
Oh, no.
Darling, it does things for my morale.
Throw the Nazi buzzard overboard.
Don't be silly, darling. He can't very well get off in the middle of the ocean, can he?
Throw him off.
It's out of the question. It's against the law.
Whose law, Mr. Rittenhouse? We're on our own here. We make our own laws.
Now, wait. This man was acting under orders. Our freighter was an enemy ship. After all, we're at war.
Was Mrs. Higgins at war? Was her baby at war?
Sie sprechen sehr gut Deutsch. Haben Sie Beziehung in Deutschland?
Nicht, dass ich weiß.
What did he say?
He says I speak his language well. He asked whether I had any German connections.
Have you?
Certainly not.
And how come you know the lingo so well? And how come when I climbed into this lifeboat that you were the only one in it, all dressed up like you knew you were going someplace?
Because I was going someplace. I was going into a lifeboat.
And you certainly didn't forget to bring plenty of luggage along.
Luggage? You silly, ridiculous ass. What is this? Are you insinuating?
You seem to be pretty anxious to stand up for your friend here.
What do you mean, my friend?
Now, wait a minute. Let's keep our shirts on.
I haven't got a shirt, Mr. Rittenhouse, or a mink coat either.
Oh, I get it. A fellow traveler. I thought the Comintern was dissolved.
Now, children.
Throw him overboard and then stick around and watch him drown. And when he goes down, I'll dance a jig like Hitler did when France went down.
You're not alone here, Kovac. Let's leave the decision to the majority. That's the American way. Gus?
Well,
For the record, I'm an American, see, but I'm in kind of a spot because my name is Gus Schmidt, see, and I changed it to Smith. And that's what I got against these guys more than anything else because they made me ashamed of the name I was born with. And I say, chuck them to the sharks.
Alice?
I don't understand people hurting each other or killing each other. It seems to me he should be turned over to the proper authorities.
So do I. I'll talk to the man. Perhaps I can get some information from him.
Material for your book?
Incidentally.
What about you, Joe?
Do I get to vote, too?
Why, yes, certainly.
I guess I'd rather stay out of this.
That makes it 3-2, the German stakes.
Well, let's get down to business. Let's begin by unfurling the sail. Joe, you take that detail.
Yes, sir.
Kovac?
One moment, Kovac. You know something about machinery, don't you?
A little.
Well, see if you can fix this clasp on my bracelet.
Okay, give me your hand.
Gently.
Very gently. I don't even mind if I don't touch it. Miss Porter, I've read a lot of your stuff.
Darling, how utterly charming.
You want to know what's the matter with it?
No, do tell me.
You've been all over the world. You've met all kinds of people, but you never write about them. You only write about yourself. You think the whole war's a show put on for you to cover as a correspondent, like a Broadway play. If enough people die before the last act, maybe you might give it 4 stars.
All right, Tavares. Now you listen to me.
Gangway, here comes the sail. Head down or head up.
Folks, we're underway.
Well, where to?
Huh?
Where are we going?
Bermuda.
What about the course?
Well, anybody here know the course to Bermuda?
Well, I was at the wheel when we got punctured, and the course was 315 east-southeast.
Take the tiller, Kovac. East-southeast it is.
Which way is east-southeast? Without a compass?
What about the sun?
With the sun this high, it's pretty hard to tell the points of a compass. I think it's out that way.
You think? I'll tell you the direction in one moment. I lost the German. Können Sie an die Richtung aus Südost angeben?
Den Weg, bitte sehr.
He says east-southeast is in that direction.
How does he know?
He ought to know. I was under the impression his sub was operating around here, wasn't it?
Suppose he'd lead us to Bermuda, British territory?
Don't you suppose he'd rather be a prisoner of war in Bermuda than here?
I don't trust him.
Kovac, you're prejudiced and you can't think straight. If anybody's in a position to know where we are and where Bermuda is, he's the one.
Who says so?
We'll follow the Germans' course.
Well, I could use skipper.
Well, anybody else you'd rather have?
What do you know about a ship?
Well, among other things, he just happens to own a shipyard, that's all.
Has he ever been in it?
He has thousands of employees. He knows how to handle men.
Not in a lifeboat. But we need an able seaman. How about you, Gus?
Well, me? Well, nah, right now I'm kind of a disabled seaman with this leg. How about yourself, Kovacs?
That trunk run this boat with what? An oil can? If you're talking about a skipper, we've got the skipper right on this boat. The German.
But he wasn't the captain.
Wasn't he? Herr Captain.
Yeah?
There you are, ladies and gentlemen. There's your skipper. What about it?
You mean you want to turn the boat over to the man who sunk our freighter and shelled our lifeboats?
I mean I want you to turn over the boat to the man obviously best qualified to run it.
You're crazy.
Well, why shouldn't you take charge, Kovac?
Because I'm taking charge.
Since when?
As of now, I'm skipper. Anybody don't like it can get out and swim to Bermuda. What about that?
I'll buy it.
Suits me.
Me too, Kovac.
The good old American way, Mr. Rittenhouse.
Typewriter went with me everywhere. Paris, Berlin, Rome, Berlin.
Now, Connie, quit grousing. You've been saying the same thing over and over for 3 days now.
Why shouldn't I grouse? Little by little, I'm being stripped of all my earthly possessions. First, my camera. Well, I don't mind the loss of the camera so much as the film in it. I get ill when I think of it. Then my blanket goes. Then my fur coat. Mrs. Higgins could have had at least been considerate enough to return it to me before she jumped overboard. Say, Kovac, where did you get that memo pad in your hand?
I borrowed it from you to make a deck of cards.
You mean to say that you opened my bag?
It was open. How about a little poker?
Okie dokie.
Did you win, Miss Porter?
With the deck you made, darling?
Jack's openers?
That'll do for a starter.
Dollar limit?
Okie dokie. Got the deal.
Your deal. Now, wait, I'll take off my jacket.
No shirt underneath, Rick. Look at all that pretty tattooing. What are those letters on your diaphragm, Kovac?
Love letters.
So you believe in advertising?
I open.
I never could fathom this quaint business of making a billboard out of one's torso.
Stay.
Three cards.
I must say, however, that you've shown commendable delicacy just tattooing the initial and not printing the names, addresses, and telephone numbers. Let's see now, how many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Remind me to show you the rest of you sometime.
Kovac?
Yes, Alice?
I've just removed the bandages from Gus's room. Better come on over to his corner with me.
Yeah, sure.
I'll have a look, too.
Holy mackerel. Looks like a leg of lamb, doesn't it?
Fräulein Porter.
Jawohl?
Das Bein muss amputiert werden.
What do you say, Miss Porter?
Amputiert? Hier?
Jawohl, unverzüglich. Die Operation muss sofort gemacht werden, oder der Mann wird sterben.
What's the Nazi saying?
Gus, I'm afraid your leg.
Gangrene?
Jawohl, gangrene.
Gus, I mean, honest, the leg will have to be amputated once.
Oh, no, I've never even seen an amputation.
Unter den gegebenen Umständen halten Sie es vielleicht für unangemessen, meine Dienste in Anspruch zu nehmen. Aber ich bin Chirurg von Beruf und habe viele Amputationen durchgeführt.
He says he knows he's an enemy. And technically our prisoner, so perhaps you won't care to trust him with the operation, but he's willing to do it. He was a surgeon in civilian life. He's done many operations.
Yeah, if he did, they were probably illegal.
No dice. I don't want no operation.
Darling, you want to live, don't you?
Not with one leg.
Now, don't be a sap, Gus.
You don't understand.
Sure I do, I. Rosie.
What's Rosie got to do with it?
Everything. If I lose my leg, I lose Rosie.
If she was the right kind of woman,
now, Kovac, you take that back.
Darling, don't pay any attention to that human 24 sheet. You listen to me. I may not know Rosie, but I know women. Some of my best friends are women. And one of them is that kind of a...
What kind of a...
A free soul.
Yeah, that's Rosie.
An independent spirit who lives her own life.
Yeah, that's Rosie all over.
With a heart that embraces all humanity. Her motto is to give. Yeah,
Rosie, give anybody the shine off her back. She's got a heart that's as big as her head.
And you want to break it.
Who, me?
Well, you'd rather die than trust her.
Well, who says I don't trust her? It's Al Margolian I don't trust. He knew Rosie before I did, and she swore to me that there was nothing between them, and maybe there wasn't. But this Rosie, she's human, just like anybody else. It ain't like we was married or we had a home and all. And maybe we should have got hitched before I left on our last cruise, and I guess I should have took care of that insurance, because Rosie kept asking me about it. Well, you see, the kid's always thinking of me.
Well, that's why you've got to think of her. Back home, waiting for you, putting on a brave front, dancing, smiling, and apparently having a good time. But all the while, her heart's aching, torn with loneliness and uncertainty, not knowing whether you're dead or alive. And then at last, to find out that you risked your life, perhaps died, just because you had no faith in her. Oh, God, forgive me.
Yeah, the poor kid, she'd be broken-hearted when she...
What are you all waiting for? Let's go.
But how can the German perform the amputation without instruments? There's no anesthetic.
Easy, Alice. Kovac's loaned him his knife. So the anesthetic, the best we had to offer, was my flask of brandy. It'll help kill the pain.
Oh, yummy. Boy, do I feel pretty good, hey, Kovac.
Yeah, Gus.
What do you want to say that about Rosie?
I'm sorry, kid.
Well, you take it back.
Okay, I take it back.
How do you feel, Gus?
I'll never forget you, Miss Porter.
You're fine, sir, bitte.
Alice, we'll go with the doctor. Take my lighter to sterilize the instrument.
Yes.
Hi, nurse.
Hi, Gus.
Well, anyway, it's an experience.
Sure.
Hey, Kovac, when Rosie and I get hitched, I want you to be my best man.
Glad to.
Yeah, you're a pal. You're the best pal I have in the world.
All right, come on. Have a drink on me.
Yeah, sure. Guess I ought to have my head examined. I didn't have to go to sea. I could have got a job in a defense plant making good jack, or I could have joined the Army, even the Navy, and... Instead of that, stay in that stinking old rust belt.
I don't miss some style, Stain.
You want somebody to kill her.
Take her, Mr. Rittenhouse.
Okie dokie.
Hey, Miss Porter.
Call me Connie.
Hi, babe.
Hi, Tuck.
Just a kiss, huh?
What are we waiting for, pal?
Here's to you, Connie. Last drop in the bottle. Bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
Hey, Joe, what'd you stop playing for? Give us a little music.
Okay, Gus.
None of that slicker music. Yet. Come on, boogie it up. Let's have a jam session.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm Porter.
Jawohl.
Kurs auf die Wärme. Das Boot muss so ruhig gehalten werden wie möglich.
Fall back. We want the boat held steady as possible.
Head her into the sea, Mr. Rittenhouse.
Will you, Rosie?
It's out like a light.
Ready here, Doctor?
Jawohl.
Well, chums, is there anyone here who knows how to pray?
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul.
The third act of the Screen Directors Playhouse presentation of Lifeboat continues in just a minute. But now, here's a word from RCA Victor. How do you like your dramas? Comic? Tragic? Mysteries? Romantic? Old or new? It doesn't matter. You get them all on television today. How do you like your opera? Grand? Comic? Soap? Or horse? Oh, it doesn't matter. You get them all on television today. Yes, from ball games to ballroom dancing, from stamp clubs to nightclubs, the whole world of entertainment will be yours to watch once you buy the television set you're longing for. If you're a typical American, you'll want that set to be an RCA Victor. Already, more than 1 million American families have bought RCA Victor television. It's literally million proof, proven in over 1 million homes. The 18 beautiful new RCA Victor million proof models leave you with no excuse to wait. Embark immediately on the television way of life, the RCA Victor way. Don't you be left stranded on the shore. See your RCA Victor dealer tomorrow. Listening to the Screen Directors Playhouse, one of five great radio shows that are brought to you five nights a week by the Whitehall Pharmacal Company, makers of Anacin, Colinos, Bisodol, and other fine drug products, and RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. The Screen Directors Playhouse presentation of Lifeboat, starring Tallulah Bankhead and Jeff Chandler, will continue after a short pause for station identification. Stay tuned to your local station on NBC. The third act of the Screen Directors production of Lifeboat, starring Tallulah Bankhead as Connie and Jeff Chandler as Kovac.
another day has passed. I don't like keeping a log in longhand. It's difficult enough to transcribe my typing, but my handwriting reads like some sort of bangy mumbo-jumbo. Oh, well, I can always hire a code expert to decipher it for me. Here goes. An amazing transformation came over the German from the moment Kovac's knife served as a scaffold. It was the face of a surgeon, of a man who'd forgotten his Nazi oath to Hitler and remembered another unspoken oath to Hippocrates. The thing that got me was his coolness. Despite the rotten boat and the wave that tauntingly and challengingly pounded our sides, you'd have thought he was operating in a hospital with all the necessary tools and equipment. And yet, thus has not come to. In his stupor, he is struggling violently. There's a bitter touch of irony before my eyes. At Gus's side are two shoes. The tension aboard has not lessened.
Still think we're on the right course?
Let's play poker, huh?
But that's important, man. Connie.
Yes, Fred?
Ask our German friend if he still thinks we're not on the right course.
Herr Kapitän.
Ja?
Glauben Sie immer noch, dass wir nicht an Rüstentagen, Kuss auf Bermuda, Rostornen?
Ohne Kompass ist das wirklich schwer zu sagen.
He says he can't be sure without a compass.
Pretty certain a few hours ago.
Well, we probably drifted somewhat on account of the current.
Oh, we've been all through that. What's the German doing in this part of the boat anyway?
Why? Is he in quarantine?
Tell him to get back to the bow where he belongs.
I'll do nothing of the sort. There's no need for you to treat the man like a leper. He did save Gus's life, you know. As for our being on the proper course, it's imperative that we get Gus to a hospital as soon as possible. You're aware of that.
I am.
Then why not listen to somebody who knows? Herr Kapitän. Haben wir oder haben wir nicht Kuss auf Bermuda?
Bitte, gnädige Frau.
Antworten Sie! Your order, nein?
Nein.
Nein. He admits we're on the wrong course.
Admits? He's only saying what he said before.
You know, of course, Kovac, there's a chance. He's right.
That's my funeral.
No, it isn't. It's Gus's funeral.
Hey, wait a minute. What is this?
Gus.
Well, fella, how do you feel?
Gus.
Well, I'm in the pink outside of a little hangover. Right now, I give the other leg for a cigarette.
Here you are, darling. And the light that goes with it.
Hey, here's the doc. Hey, danke schön.
You're going to be okay, Gus.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Kovac, how soon will we get to Bermuda?
Pretty soon.
Oh, that'll be great.
Gus, there's still a little difference of opinion about the direction we're headed. I don't trust the Nazi. There must be other submarines around. He knows where they are. Or maybe a supply ship. He knows where that is, too. On general principle, I'd copper anything he says. You agree with me, Joe? Alice? Doesn't anybody agree with me?
You're the skipper, Kovac.
I'm in the minority. We follow the Germans, of course.
Lovely night to get seasick, isn't it, Kovac?
That's what you said.
I don't like the wind in these waves. What can we do about it?
Check with the German. He's your seeing eye dog.
The man's entitled to sleep once in a while, you know.
I don't even trust him when he's sleeping, Rick. Can I ask you something personal?
I've been married twice.
Oh, I don't care about that. You went to school, didn't you?
Yes, darling. It was in kindergarten when I first fell in love.
Do you know anything about astronomy?
Darling, who had the time?
Alice.
Yes?
You know anything about the stars?
A little. I can tell you that that's Mars to the right and Venus to the left.
And that's Big Dippy and Little Dippy.
Gus, what direction is Venus?
It's east.
That's the Germans' course. We're heading to Miss Bermuda.
Yeah, you're right. Now you know why I changed my name to Smith.
That doesn't prove a thing.
Miss Porter.
Yes, Alice?
Remember after the operation you looked at your wristwatch and told the German the time? Did he ask you the time?
Of course he did.
Funny. He had a watch of his own.
Yeah. If he had a watch of his own, why did he ask for the time?
Perhaps he had some sort of phobia or something.
Yes, but he looked at his own watch right before that. Then he took a squint at the sun.
Oh, that's very interesting. The sun plus a... Miss Porter, what time is it?
7:10.
I think you're slow.
Slow? This is a Philip Patek.
I want to know what time it is by the German's watch. Frisk him for his biscuit, Joe.
Aye, aye, sir.
Just what is a biscuit, Kovac?
A ticker, a watch. Joe used to be one of the best all-around yeggs in the business.
What are you doing opening that night?
I'm working myself into a mood. Here comes Joe.
Got it, Kovac.
All right, give it to Miss Porter.
I'm not interested.
Well, take it and check it with your time.
This is ridiculous.
Ridiculous, huh? What time is it on the German's watch?
It isn't a watch. It's... It's a compass. Wait, Kovac. What are you going to do?
What do you think we're going
to
do?
Don't say we. You'll never get me to consent to anything like that.
I'm not consulting you, Reed. I'm not consulting anybody.
But Kovac, it's murder.
Please listen to me. We can't. We mustn't.
Why not, Alice? Execution isn't murder.
Then let him have it, Kovac.
No. Why can't we tie him up? Keep a watch on him.
What are you so squeamish about? We're at war, aren't we? You've been there. You've seen him killed, haven't you?
In battle, yes, but not in cold blood like this.
Look out! Away!
No!
How'd I do, Willie?
Fine, Ed. Fine. Foreign accompanist.
Mr. Rich, you didn't make a single mistake, either.
Rich, you're a born accompanist. We're all born accompanists. How'd I do, Willie?
Flap happy.
Call back, you silly goon. What are you laughing about?
Oh, that's one for the book. Our enemy, our prisoner of war. Now we're his prisoners. He's the lighter of the boat. Singing German lullabies to us while he rows us to a supply ship in a concentration camp. Tell him, Willie. Tell him how funny that is.
It is not funny. It is logical. During the storm, we were blown quite a bit off of our course. Without a sail, it would take us weeks to get to Bermuda.
You'll never make it. Without food and water, how long do you think you can keep on rowing like this?
Long enough, Mr. Kovac, to reach my objective.
How can you keep rowing, Willie, hour after hour, when the rest of us can hardly lift an oar?
Oh, that's easy. It's the master race, the Heron folk. Don't you know they can do anything?
I'm beginning to believe it.
Tell me, Willie, why didn't you speak English when you first got on the boat?
Well, you see, I didn't know then whether I could trust you or not. Don't be so sharp, Miss Porter. Wie geht's, Herr Schmidt?
Schmidt is the name.
All right, Mr. Smith. How do you feel today?
The same as yesterday and the day before and the day before. I'm thirsty.
I hope. Look above you. See that cloud? It's a rain cloud. If it bursts, you drink.
If it don't?
I'm sorry. I cannot dictate to the heavens.
Hey, I gotta have a drink. I gotta have water.
No, Gus. You mustn't not from the ocean. The salt would only make you thirstier.
Well, just a little sip.
You might just as well sip poison. It'll kill you.
You know something? I think I'll take Rosie to the ball game today. Gee, Rosie, baby, you're...
Poor Gus,
I'm
how
full
much
of honey. It's what you are, Rosie. I'm...
There's nothing we can do to help
him. Come on, let's go forward.
All right. Let's sit down here and try to forget it.
Sure. Anything to pass the time. Hey, Red, how about some poker?
Leave him to his food, brother. Say, that MV tattooed on your chest. Her initials are bigger than the others. Is she the last? Other first. What was her name? so you won't talk to me, huh?
Where'd you get the diamond bracelet, Miss Porter?
You may call me Connie. You did once during the storm, remember? You said, all right, Connie, we might as well go down together. I liked the way you said Connie. It was like a punch in the jaw.
Tell me about the bracelet.
That's a dead giveaway. You're wanting us to die together like that. Dying together is even more personal than living together.
What'd you pay for the bracelet?
Nothing.
Barter?
You're a low person, darling. Obviously out of the gutter. Maybe that's why I'm attracted to you. And maybe that's why you're attracted to me.
All right, quit slumming.
Funny part of it is, I'm from the same gutter.
You kidding?
Remember when you first got on the boat, you said you used to work in the packing house section of Chicago? Well, I came from there, too.
Southside?
Yeah. And I lived there until I got this bracelet, and it worked miracles for me. It took me from the south side to the north side.
Hey, what are you doing with your lipstick?
Placing my initials on your chest.
Well, get it off and quit slumming. What about a few hands, Rick?
Thank you, don't.
Kovac, my bracelet clasp's come loose again. Fix it.
What's your stakes, Rick?
He likes me, but he hates the bracelet. I wouldn't take it off for anything or anybody in the world.
Bless that, Willie. I know where he gets the strength to roll.
How many cards, Willie?
Just one. How many days since the storm, Rick?
It's been five since we've eaten and had a sip of water. Ever eat at Young's Hotel in Cleveland?
Oh, I once ate at Antoine's in New Orleans.
Doesn't compare with Young's Hotel. It used to have a menu of 150 pages. Well, Connie, I'm taking two cards, Kovac. What's your bet?
20.
I'll see you. Three nines.
Straight.
He never stops winning. Connie, did you ever eat at Young's Hotel? Finest seafood in the world.
Rich, shut up!
Oh, what's wrong?
Stop jabbering about food. Isn't it enough that you lost all of us flies through your carelessness?
Carelessness?
Yes, stupid criminal carelessness.
It wasn't me. I wasn't in charge of the food. Joe took care of that.
Why, you dirty rat. You lost it in the storm, and now you're trying to shift the blame on Joe.
Connie, what's the matter with you?
Oh, she's all right. Just a little hungry. What are you squawking about, Miss Porter? When you write your book, it'll make a swell chapter. How it feels to be starving, first person singular. Well, those are good things to write about, hunger and thirst, if you really come from the back of the yards. Hey! Keep your hands in your pockets.
Easy, Connie. Control yourself.
Out of my way! Kovac, why don't you kill Willie? Why don't you take your knife and just said you wouldn't cut his throat? I'll tell you why. You're not strong enough. He's made of iron, and the rest of us are flesh and blood. Hungry flesh and blood. And thirsty.
Red. How much money you worth?
Enough to buy and sell you millions of times.
What about raising the ante?
Anything you say.
From now on, each match is $100.
Anything you say.
All right, deal. How many factories you own?
What business is that of yours?
I was just thinking. By the time we get home, I might own one of them. I'll open for $100.
Raise your $100.
See you.
I'll take three.
And I think I'll go for one of your airplane plants. I'll have a labor management committee, and the first thing we'll do
is... Are you trying to tell me how to run my factories?
No, not all of them. Just the one I'm going to run. Bet $100.
Save. Queens.
I got kings.
It's funny the way you keep winning all the hands.
I'm a lucky guy.
Just the same, I wish we had a new deck. Another stack of matches.
Here.
Sorry, Kovac.
Want to cut in?
I have no money.
It's all right. Bracelet.
No thanks.
How much do I owe you, Kovac?
$14,000.
Let's raise the ante. $1,000 a match.
It's your funeral.
Deal him. Bet $3,000.
I see. How many cards?
Two.
Someday you'll learn it don't pay to hold a kicker. If you live long enough. Here's yours. I want three.
Well, I guess I'll keep the pikers out. Bet $5.
matched your kicker, huh? Raise your five.
Now you're talking my language. I'll up your 10.
I'll see your 10 and raise you 1.
Kovac, this is the moment I've been waiting for. I've got you over a barrel. I'm raising you all the chips you've got and all the money I owe you.
Kovac, I think you've stepped out of your class this time.
I'll call you, Ritt. I got an ace full house.
It's raining!
It's raining!
Yeah.
It's raining!
I'm going to get the tarpaulin.
Oh,
here it is, Kovac. Yeah. Give us a hand, will you, Ritt? Grab a corner. You too, Miss Porter.
It's raining.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
The rain.
It stopped.
Oh, no.
I have 4 floors, Kovac.
So you win. Let me see him.
See him? Where are they? What are my cards?
You threw them overboard in the excitement.
I had 4 4.
How do I know?
You ought to know. You made the cards, didn't you? And you marked them, too. They're quicker than you.
I don't buy that kind of talk, Ritt.
Gently, boys, gently. What's this argument all about? Money? Go on, Ritt. Write a check for 1 million. It'll cost you nothing. We are going nowhere, slowly but definitely.
The wheel when she hits you, Rosie, I want to dance. I want to dance all night.
Go to sleep first. Go to sleep, honey.
Sleep? What for?
Everybody's sleeping.
Willie ain't. He's rolling. You know something? Somebody has water on this boat. Willie.
Sure. Now go to sleep, honey.
Good night, Rosie.
Good night.
Willie. Willie's got water. I saw him drinking water. Willie's got water. I saw him drinking. Willie, I'm coming over for a drink.
Go back to sleep.
You've been holding out on us.
Shh. You must pick up the others. They're tired.
I feel fine, except my right foot's asleep. I can hardly feel it. Tell me, Willie, should I order write to Rosie first and tell her about it? Or should I wait until I see her?
Wait till you see her.
Well, give me a lift up so I can sit near you. There's something I gotta tell you.
Of course. Here, give me your hand.
I'll never forget what you done for me, Willie. If there's anything I can ever do for you, just speak up.
There is. You can remember your name is Schmidt.
You like that better than Schmidt?
Much better. Better hurry, Gus. Rosie's waiting.
Yeah, but hey, the water you was drinking...
Rosie's waiting for you.
Well, why didn't you share that with the rest of us?
Gus, don't wake them up.
Yeah. Okay, Willie.
Why don't you go off to Roseland? There. Don't you see the lights?
Where? Hey, why you're pushing me over, boy? Hey! Help, Willie.
You mustn't wake the others.
But I can't...
Willie, what's going on? Where's Gus?
Schmidt ran over the side, Kovac.
I didn't dream it. He was calling my name.
Yes. You can't imagine how painful it was to me all night long to watch him. Turning about, suffering, and nothing I could do for him.
Well, why didn't you stop rowing? Why didn't you help him?
I had no right to stop him, even if I wanted to. A poor cripple, dying of hunger and thirst. What good would life be to a man like that?
Gus was trying to tell me something about water before. He was in agony from thirst. I wanted to cry, but the tears wouldn't come. Yes, how could they? If I remember rightly, tears are water with a trace of sodium chloride. Isn't that so, Willie?
Yeah.
And the chemical composition of sweat is water with a trace of something or other. Why are you sweating, Willie?
Why?
Because he's got some water and I'm going to get it.
Quite so, my friends. Here it is.
The flask and the brandy. Give it to me.
No, you can't take it from me. Get that. Oh, you flogging it, Kovac. Now there's no water.
Where did you get that water, Willie?
I took the precaution of filling the flask from the water breaker before the storm. And I had food tablets and energy pills, too, from the U-boat. You should be grateful I had the foresight to think of such things. To survive, one must have a plan.
You're right, Willie. One must have a plan.
There's nothing to worry about. Soon we'll reach the supply ship, and then we'll have food and water.
Get him, Kovac.
You no good Nazi, was it?
Throw him overboard, I say.
Kill him. Cut him with your knife, Kovac. Slice him piece by piece. Overboard to me! Not yet, Kovac. There's something I'm going to do. Give me room. Let me get to him. Look, Willie. Look, got his shoe. Remember the leg you cut off. Drop him, Kovac. Drop him. Go ahead, Kovac, Willie. Here's got his shoe. I hold you at the bottom of the sea.
Dying day. I'll never understand Willie and what he did. What do you do with people like that? Maybe somebody ought to try to row. Where to? What for? When we killed the German, we killed our motor.
No, sir, Mr. Riff. We still got a motor.
Who, Joe?
God.
Nah. We're through.
That's what I think. But I'm not afraid.
Hold on, everybody. So we're all going to fold up and die just because the Ezart Superman is gone.
My only regret, Connie, is that in the end, I joined a mob.
Baloney, Rick. We weren't a mob when we killed him. We were a mob when we sat around kowtowing to him, obeying him, practically hiring him, because he was kind enough and strong enough to take us to a concentration camp. Rittenhouse. C.J. Rittenhouse, self-made man. Made of what? As long as you're sitting there thinking of your last will and testament, I'll write your epitaph for you. Ritt, the man who quit. And that goes for you too, Narcissus. There's room on your chest for another letter. Q for quitter. And you, Joe. It's all right for you to look up and trust in somebody. But how about giving him a hand? What's the matter with us? We not only let the Nazi do our rowing for us, but our thinking. Ye gods and little fishes. Fishes. Ye gods. We haven't got energy pills, but the sea's full of them. Millions of fish swimming around. Why don't we catch some?
We tried to. We have no bait.
Sure we have. My diamond bracelet. Bait by Cartier.
Are you kidding?
I'm kidding. My foot, Kovac. I'm starving. Well, what are you standing around for? Where's the fish line?
Here.
Bait your line, chum.
All right.
Not only food, but oil. We can squeeze the fish for oil. It's better than water.
I can recommend the bait. I should know. I bit on it myself.
I've never eaten raw fish before.
I better not count out chickens before then.
What do you mean, chickens?
Line's baited.
All right. Over the side she goes. I'll be the fisherman.
Wow, show me the poor fish that won't bite on that bracelet.
Now, everyone be quiet. Let me concentrate.
What's the matter, Kovac? Are you afraid the big fish will hear us?
It wouldn't have been a bad idea to have used you for bait. You'd have scared the fish right out of the water.
Is that so?
Quiet, quiet, quiet. I got a bite.
Yes, there's a pull on the line. It's a big fish.
Kovac, look. A ship. There's a ship.
Don't let go of that line. Don't let go.
Gangway.
Kovac, you let go of the line. My bracelet. My bracelet's going to the bottom of the sea. Why are you?
She's heading right in our direction. She's only a few minutes away.
It's a supply ship, all right.
Yeah, yeah, she's flying the good old Nazi double cross. Willie's got the last word at that.
Yeah, they're lowering a boat.
Well, some of my best friends are in concentration camps.
You suppose the ship will have any coffee? Real coffee?
Hey,
what did he say, Connie?
He says yes, they got coffee and Wiener Schnitzel and pig's knuckles and sauerkraut.
Hey. Hey, what's going on? The supply ship's signaling to their boat. They're turning around.
Why?
Maybe they forgot the cream for the coffee.
They're not going to pick us up. What's that?
They've got to pick us up. They can't leave us here like this. Why, it's a violation of international law. What are you going to do, Kovac?
pursuing.
Oh, right smack in the middle. It's one of our ships giving it to them. Give it to them, David. Give it to them, darling. Give it to them.
Here we go again. It's a flagship sign. I can run for it.
Yes, and they're headed right for us. What are we going to do?
Row, sister, row. Come on, out of my way. Come on.
Out. Step on my foot.
About 20 minutes.
20 minutes? Good heavens, my hair, my nails. Oh, I must have a fright. Oh, thank the Lord, I still have some powder and a little lipstick left.
Are you kidding?
Of course not. One of my best friends is in the Navy.
Hey, you're really something.
Don't forget, Kovac, you owe me a diamond bracelet.
Yes, ma'am.
And a typewriter.
Sure.
And a camera.
You bet.
And Kovac, behind you.
What's behind you?
A visitor clinging to the side of the boat. What are you waiting for? Help him.
Okay, chum, here's a hand. Holy cow, a Nazi.
Don't turn back.
Oh, no. This is the last straw. You already forgot about Willie?
Dr. Shane. Dr. Shane.
That's exactly how it began before. I'm not...
Kovac, this is different. The lad's wounded.
Throw him back, Kovac.
But he's utterly helpless. Only a baby.
All right, don't look now, but the baby has a revolver in his hand. It's aimed right at your heart.
You see, you can't treat them like human beings. You've got to exterminate them or else...
Doctor! Get him, Kovac.
Get him! Takes care of the Heil boy's gun. That Achtung business sure worked.
Psychology, darling. It always works. Achtung in German means attention. A German is a robot who always heeds a superior's command.
All right, get up to your feet, you dirty little...
Don't go back. We'll turn him over to the Navy. Sit down, sailor.
Werden Sie mich nicht umbringen?
What's he bleating about?
He's asking, aren't you going to kill me? Poor devil.
Aren't you going to kill me? What are you going to do with people like this?
What do you suggest?
I don't know. I was thinking of Mrs. Higgins and her baby and Gus.
Maybe they could answer that. Yes, maybe they could.
And so ends our Screen Director's Playhouse presentation of Lifeboat, with splendid performances by Tallulah Bankhead and Jeff Chandler. Next week, the Screen Director's Playhouse is proud to present one of Hollywood's most delightful couples as we recreate another favorite motion picture. Our story is The Heartwarming Mrs. Mike, directed by Lewis King. And in the starring roles, you'll hear Dick Powell and June Allison. For exciting screen entertainment, see Darrell F. Zanuck's All About Eve, starring Betty Davis and Ann Baxter. It's another hit from 20th Century Fox. Listen every Sunday to your local NBC station for Tallulah Bankhead as mistress of ceremonies at The Big Show. Jeff Chandler can now be seen in Deporter, the Universal International Picture co-starring Marta Torres. Included in tonight's cast are Wilms Herbert, Ann Diamond, Henry Rowland, Barbara Eiler, Sheldon Leonard, and Roy Glenn. Lifeboat, from an original screen story by John Steinbeck, was adapted for radio by Jack Rubin. The Screen Director's Playhouse is produced under the supervision of Howard Wiley and is directed by Bill Carr. This is James Wallington speaking and inviting you to listen again next Thursday night when we present...
Screen Director's Playhouse, stars June Allison, Dick Powell, production Mrs. Mike, director Lewis King.
Listen again next week to Screen Director's Playhouse, the Thursday night feature on NBC's five-show festival of comedy, music, mystery, and drama. Listen tomorrow evening to the one and only Duffy Tavern, the Friday night feature of the five-show festival.
Duffy's Tavern is open for business tomorrow night on NBC.